You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Tuesday, which means our dear friend, Delaina Dixon, joins us. Hey, Misty, are you there?
I am, and I love Tuesdays, even though it's a little grey today.
It is a little grey, isn't it? It's a grey day in New York City. We tape early in the morning, so the sun is just coming up, a grey day. But don't worry, Misty, I've got lots of sunshine today for the two of us and everybody else. What time is it, my friends? It's tea time. Prince Harry is really sad that he won't be able to wear his military uniform to the Queen's funeral. So the Duke of Sussex was stripped of his military titles when he quit royal life in 2020 and moved to California with his wife, Meghan Markle. So the rest of the man in the family, with the exception maybe of Prince Andrew, disgraced Prince Andrew, will wear their full uniform to the monarch's funeral at Westminster Abbey on September 19th. Now, Andrew's interesting because some people are saying he will be given an exception. He can wear his uniform. Some people are saying, and that's not going to happen. The Queen's body was in Scotland. It is moving today to London. It was interesting, in Scotland, all the Queen's children were in their full military uniform, apart from Andrew. Even Princess Anne was in her military uniform. What do you think about this, Miss D? Should they make an exception for Harry? It's his granny's funeral, or he left the family. So that was his choice, his decision. You can't have it both ways. I could go either way on this. What do you think?
Yes, first of all, my condolences for your queen. It's making me sad, too. She was such an incredible woman and a true diva gal. So just get that out there. I mean, of course, if Prince Andrew can't wear his uniform for the reasons, it might make Prince Harry feel a little weird. But he did leave the family and he made this decision. So I would guess, and you would know more about this, Rob, than I do, it would be up to his father now, King Charles?
Yeah, he's the king, like, literally.
He makes the decision of whether or not his son can wear his uniform for Granny's funeral. So it'll be very interesting to see. If you make a decision, you have to stand by the consequences, and that's what happens to everybody else in life. So this might be the case for Prince Harry. But it is his dear granny. And I think there's one time you can make an exception, this would be it.
Yeah, the trouble is with exceptions is they never really are the exception, are they? Once you do it once, you do it again and something else. And so there has to be a line, I guess, drawn in the sand, or does there? You know, maybe rules are here to be changed. I love that song in The Lion King. He sings, "I just can't wait to be king," when he sings that when he's little. Prince Charles is now growing up and he is king. So you're right, the king can really change and do whatever he wants. My insiders are telling me that Charles is desperate to fix this situation. Like, I don't know if Harry and William will ever be best friends again. But all this jabbing and this sort of hostility towards one another, Charles wants that to end. He's not that guy. He's not a confrontational type of guy. He's very peaceful. He's very thoughtful. I'm being told that Charles is actually reconsidering the proposal. So initially, Harry and Meghan wanted to be part-time royals. They wanted to come to California, do their podcast, do their Netflix deal, but also too, they wanted to do a few official functions for the royal family throughout the years. The Queen said absolutely not. No, that did not fly with Queen Elizabeth. You're either a royal or you're not. Charles is now reconsidering this and saying, you know what? Maybe they can be part-time royals. Maybe they can go to Australia, to some international countries on behalf of the crown. Places probably Charles doesn't want to go at 73. I don't know if he wants to do that much travelling. And let's face it, when Harry and Meghan turn up, the press turns up. It's going to be so much more sexy, so much more glamorous when these two turn up. So I think in a weird way, they can both win here. They can be amazing ambassadors for the crown. They can be part-time royals. And what Charles gets out of this is they stop bashing the family. They can't talk about the family anymore. I think this might be a solution. Where are you, Mr. Ia?
No, that sounds like a really smart idea. And I'm wondering if they can kind of, you know, like you said, reestablish maybe a new role. It's not like, oh, we're letting them do part-time, but it's an entirely new role of what they do. And that way you kind of, you set a precedent. Because of course, if you say they can be part-time royals, there's nothing to stop Princess Charlotte from saying, well, I'd like to be a part-time royal when she gets older. So
you do open the door, don't
you? Yes, but maybe they can establish a very specific role for them that's not royals, but is kind of representing something.
You can make
the
rules up. You are literally the king. Let's not forget that. You're the king for a reason. You can make new rules up. Which brings us to our poll question of the day. Harry is saddened that he's not going to be able to wear his military uniform. He was in the military for over a decade. He did active duty. He went overseas and fought. So he's upset. He can't wear his military uniform to the Queen's funeral. Should Harry be allowed to play dress up? Should he be allowed to put on his soldier's uniform? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Misty, what are you working on?
Okay, so there's this game called football, and there's a player, one of the most famous, named Tom Brady. He had actually retired from the game, from the NFL, but then returned, which has not made his wife, Giselle, happy. They've been having this reportedly epic fight, but she did tweet her support for his return in his first game, though she was not there. So she said, "Let's go, Tom Brady. Let's go, Bucks." She's 42 now. She's a model. And the game was between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys. And the score, for anyone who's interested, was 19-3. So, of course, Tom Brady's team won. Of course, though, Giselle was not actually there. She did not attend his season opener in Arlington, Texas. And people tell the Post that she never goes to the front game. Now, as I said, these two have reportedly been in an epic fight because she was so happy when he quit the game, when he retired. She was ready to travel and take their lives to the next level. But as he's said in many commercials, he was ready to return. So what do you think about this? Do you think this they'll be able to get past this impasse, Rob?
I'm told they're already doing just fine. This is a couple that is not going to quit. They're not going to quit. She is deeply religious, a Brazilian girl. Marriage means a lot to her when you say those vows. She's not about to end that. But she's frustrated with him, and she's let him know that too. And I like that too. Don't bottle it up. If somebody makes you angry, then yes, say something about it. And I think this is her way to address the media. Giselle is not the type to put out a press release or try to correct something that she doesn't like. But a subtle tweet here, a photograph there, that's how she handles this. She's not ever going to say that we're fine or confirm the stories. That's just not her style. She doesn't talk about her personal life. But you know, the best way to address this is to wish your husband good luck in a game that everybody's saying you didn't want him to play. So she's not only supported him, she's supported his career. So I think she's put a pause at the moment, just hit pause, or maybe thrown a little cold water on all these really, really hot rumours. Yes, yes, there is trouble. I've hit the phones. My sources said, yes, that there is trouble. But it's not boiling. If you read all the press, you'd think that these two are over and never going to speak to each other ever again. That's not the case. Having a few issues in their marriage, but let's be honest, Miss D, who doesn't?
Yeah, I mean, relationships are hard. It's all about compromise. And of course, this is a pretty big one. But again, the man makes a lot of money playing football. So if she's really upset, just go buy another house. You'll be fine.
Yes. Okay, moving along. So Britney Spears is so traumatized and upset that she probably won't ever perform again. So Britney has left another really long explanation on social media. She's deleted it. She accompanied this text with a half-naked photograph of herself, or actually a very naked photograph of herself, lying in bed. It's been taken down, but she did say, "I'm pretty traumatized for life, and yes, I'm... you know what? And no, I'm probably not going to perform ever again because I'm stubborn and I want to make my point." Britney, you love performing. You're at your happiest when you're on a stage. Don't cut off your nose to spite your face. I do get it. I get why you are so angry. 13 years! Your father, your conservators, they controlled you. They controlled your career. They controlled every aspect of your life. But don't throw away something that you love to do just because you are angry. Have you ever done that, Miss D? Have you ever, like, dug in your heels and really hurt yourself just to prove a point?
Yeah, it can happen so easily, and then you don't realize how detrimental it was until it's too late. And I agree with you. I mean, Britney was performing as a child. We know she loves to sing. She loves to be in front of a stage. So her saying, "I'll never perform again," I mean, basically, she performs all day on social media for us. She's always twirling and dancing and posing. So it's deep within her. And I just think it's getting through these layers of pain and hurt, whether it's towards her father and towards her children. I hope she can find that place again. And you know what, Britney? You don't have to go on a major tour. You can perform on award shows. You can do a special. You don't have to do it in the traditional sense of getting on a tour bus and hitting different cities.
That's so smart, Miss D. Make it right for you, Britney. We know you love to perform. I remember when my book, The Forward Answer, got rejected from all these publishers. And to spite the whole world and myself, I decided I'm going to throw it away. I'm going to delete it. And then I didn't. And I did a rewrite. I edited it. And I pitched it again. And I sold it. So don't throw away something you love doing just because the response is not necessarily what you want at first. Hey, Beyonce had an epic birthday party, Misty. You've got all the details. Who was there?
Well, Khloe Kardashian was there at this amazing party. And we also spotted her on again, off again baby daddy, Tristan Thompson, at the party. Now, they were both photographed at star-studded birthday bash in Bel Air, California. Though it is a little unclear whether the two arrive together. Now, of course, the paparazzi caught Khloe aggressively trying to hide her face with a bag. "Girl, you spent so much money on it. You should show it off." No. I kid. Wink. So Beyonce turned 41 on September 4th, and she had an amazing star-studded party. Some of the people who were there were Kris Jenner, Kim Kardashian, Jay-Z, Drake, Lizzo, Jaden Smith, Bella Hadid. Oh, my goodness. And the list goes on and on. Vanessa Bryant. Yeah. And I'm convinced this is the reason why the Emmys were last night, because Beyonce was having a party on Saturday and everybody would be too tired to go to the Emmys
on Sunday. That's so funny. Build the Emmys around Beyonce's birthday party. What a fabulous night. What was a little surprising about this is I don't always think of Beyonce as the reality star person. And the Kardashians, I think, have transcended that. They have become bigger than their show. So having Kim there and Kris Jenner and other sisters, it's so interesting. I was told a few of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills wanted to go, and they were told no. So she's okay with the Kardashians, but Beyonce does not want the Housewives there just yet. It's a
different level of reality star, to be perfectly honest. One's got a show named after their own name, so that's when you know you've arrived.
You got to have your own name in the title of the show to get an invite to Beyonce. Hey, quickly before we go to break, Ricky Martin is facing new sex assault claims after he filed a $20 million lawsuit. So Ricky is now fighting a new round of really, really explicit sexual assault claims less than a week after he filed a $20 million lawsuit against his previous accuser. The complaint was filed in San Juan, Puerto Rico. The Associated Press is reporting that once again it's his nephew who made these filings. Ricky Martin's attorney has put out a statement saying these claims are wildly offensive and completely untethered from reality. He went on to say too that this man made previous allegations and then withdrew the case and under oath admitted that Ricky Martin never assaulted him in any way. So this comes just after Ricky Martin filed a lawsuit against his nephew for $20 million. This is wild, Misty. I thought that after the nephew withdrew the lawsuit, I thought this would go away. Ricky then pressed charges, and this seems to be a response to that. This is ugly.
Yeah, and it's always so, you have to be very delicate when it comes to sexual allegations. You want to believe victims, right? You have to say we believe. And so there's not much you can say until all the facts come out. And I know that people in Ricky Martin's family has said that the nephew has, you know, some issues and things like that. But that doesn't mean that what he's saying isn't true. So we just have to wait and see.
Wait and see. Hey, we're going to have to wait and see here for a moment because we're going to take a quick break, but we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend, Misty Delaney Dixon. Hey, Misty, let's get to the polls.
Dun, 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 dun.
So Prince William invited Harry and Meghan to greet the crowds with him and Kate at Windsor. Do you think the brothers will ever be close again? Let's have a look. 40% said yes, 60% said no. It depends what close means, doesn't it? I hope they can have a functioning relationship. I hope they can get along. I don't know if they're ever going to be close ever again, though. What do you think, Mr. Yeah.
Well, you know how I feel about family. I say family is everything. And if, you know, blood is thicker than water. So if there's anybody you should try to make amends with, it's your family. And so I don't know what if the things that they've done to each other are so egregious that you can't get over them. Yes, Harry left the family. It's caused a lot of chaos and turmoil. But I think their grandmother would want them to find a peaceful place together. So, yes, I'm rooting for them. I'm rooting for them to reconnect.
I am too. I'm rooting for you. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, it's time for our nicest of the day.
Well, our nicest of the day is Oprah Winfrey, and she's also rooting for the brothers because she feels that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle can make peace with the royal family. And so she says, and I quote, "This is what I think. I think in all families, as you know, my father recently passed this summer, and when all families come together for a common ceremony, the ritual of burying the dead, there's an opportunity for peacemaking." And she told this to Extra. And she said, "Hopefully, that is what this will be." Okay, Oprah, no more shocking interviews with Harry and Meghan so they can make peace. Do your part.
Oprah, you're part of the problem here. Like, I mean that in the nicest possible way. Like Oprah, you blew the lid off this. Oprah would say she was just the vehicle for them to let speak and tell their story. But Oprah, you definitely are part of this story. History will always remember you have a place in this story. But who are we to disagree with Oprah? Maybe she's right. Fingers crossed. Our nicest of the day. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. Kris Jenner is the naughtiest of the day, and Ray J is slamming her, claiming that he filmed 3 sex tapes with Kim, and Kris picked her favourite. I know. So this sex tape just won't go away. So what happened is Kris Jenner picked the scab off the wound, so to speak. Oh, that sounds nasty. But so Kris Jenner brought it back up again when she took a lie detector test on television, where she was asked, were you any part of the sex tape? It was on the James Corden show. She said no, and the polygraph, they decided that she was telling the truth. Ray J is like, come on, you effed with the wrong black man. What you're trying to do to me is almost inhumane and foul at the highest level. You think you can just F people over and get away with it. So he's gone on to say that the guy that did the polygraph, he's a fake, and shame on the network for allowing this to happen. If any one of us, you've worked on TV shows, Miss D, you know how it works. You can't sit down as a guest on a TV show unless you do a pre-interview. If anybody thinks Kris Jenner is going to be hooked up to a polygraph on a TV show without any preparation or deal or arrangement, it's not possible. It's craziness. What do you think?
Yes, definitely. And I mean, they are reality stars. There's a little bit of acting involved. So, you know, Kris Jenner may know how to beat the system. So, Ray J is putting it out there. And if he has the tapes to prove it, I don't think they'll see the light of day. But if they're out there, ooh, child. Yummy.
Don't mess with him. Like, I get the Kardashians here controlling the narrative, using this to get more publicity. Their show is coming back. I get that. The trouble is here, there's one member of this group who's not a Kardashian. It's Ray J. She got to keep him happy too, Kris. I don't know, maybe open up that checkbook of yours, but you've got to keep Ray J happy, because don't forget, you can all tell one story, but he knows the truth as well as you. Our naughtiest of the day. Let's end with a moment of rub. You get a rub, you get a rub, you get a rub. So for 20 minutes, we try to make you laugh, giggle, smile, inform you with some celebrity gossip. But for a moment, we're a little bit more deep. Today's quote comes from Amy Schumer. I love this quote. She said the following quote. I say if I'm beautiful. I say if I'm strong. You will not determine my story. I will. Isn't that great, Miss D? Stop relying on other people to say if you're pretty, if you're beautiful, if you're smart, if you're strong, if you're handsome. Make your own story. Write your own story. Don't let anybody else do it.
Absolutely. I saw The Woman King opening in theaters on Thursday, and it's all about fierce female warriors. And I realize, you know, African princesses, there's a warrior inside of all of us. So let her out, let him out, and be the fierce person that's within. That's all I'm going to say.
Girl, you said enough, because you are fierce, Miss D. Absolutely fierce. You found your voice, Miss D. It took a while, but you found your voice.
Yeah, I did. It did take a while. I was a little shy, a little scared. And now I realize I'm a wonderful, amazing person, and people want to know me, and people want to hear what I have to say. And I want to thank you, all the naughties, for listening to me every Tuesday. I really, really appreciate it. You guys have helped me find my voice, and I am so appreciative.
It is thanks to you, naughties. That is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Miss D Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now,
if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.